I want you to take your Bibles and turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14. There have no doubt been many different sermons using this text over the years. This particular one is entitled, How to Find Your Way. We need only look around us in our community, in our families, in among our friends and loved ones to find that many have not found the way. Often when we face the hardships of life, we ask ourselves, how are we going to make it? And so we need to search to find out how to find our way. Our text is John chapter 14, beginning in verse 1. Jesus assembles his disciples together. He's telling them that he will be going away. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. We live in a very difficult, painful world with few answers. While there are many wonderful moments, while there are many wonderful blessings, there are always issues that will not go away. One need only to turn on the television set and see about the war that exists all over this planet, to look at the loss, to look at loneliness, pain, suffering, and death. And no matter how we gloss over these issues, or no matter how we try to glaze them over, they remain. They have been part of the human experience since the human experience began. What we need then is hope. And that hope can only come from the one who can offer real hope. There are many, many different human answers to life's problems. Some want to turn to things such as meditation. You have to center yourself. You have to let things go. Psychotherapy, the teaching of positive attitude. Sometimes it's just downright dogged determination. Sometimes people look to human answers and think that financial success is the answer to all of humans' problems. These sound good because they are some things that we can do to help ourselves. There's nothing wrong with seeking our way. But in the end, they're empty because they do not answer the ultimate questions. When we have exhausted our every resource in this world in dealing with life's problems, it's still not enough. We often find ourselves looking at one supposed answer or Earth's answer to our problems and realize that it falls way short. And then what do? We hopscotch to another of Earth's answers, trying to find what it is that will help us find our way. When we realize and come to the understanding that these things are not enough, then we can truly understand Jesus' words in John 14:6. This is where we just read, as he was talking to his disciples, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus really is the answer to life. So first we must look to Jesus for the way. You know, there is a way in Scripture, and people don't understand that we need to go to Scripture to find the answers to life. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 32 and 33, we see these words written with the pen of Moses as he was given these things by the Spirit. You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Now we understand that this was written directly to the children of Israel so that they might fully understand how that they could lay hold on the promise that God had made to them. We remember the story how that they came out of Egyptian bondage after 450 years there in cruel, hard bondage. They were delivered. God heard their cries. And then he took them out and he delivered to them this law and said, if you will walk in the ways that the Lord hath commanded you, you may live and it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days. In Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 8, we see another passage of Scripture that tell us of this way that Jesus himself announced while he was here on the earth. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. God has not given us a plan that is too hard to understand. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He later told them that he would send the Comforter, that would guide them into all truth. Paul wrote and told Timothy how he has from a youth known the Scriptures which could lead him to salvation. We need to understand that Jesus is the way. In Psalms chapter 27, verse 11, we see the psalmist writing again by inspiration. He says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies. We see the enemies of this world all around us. Oh, we don't have to worry about those who, in most cases, don't have to worry about those who would afflict bodily harm on us. But yet they're enemies. They will try to detract or attract our attention, to get us to follow them, to get us to follow man-made doctrine, to get us to depart from the faith. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies. There are other passages that tell us that we need to stay associated with the Word of God, digging in it, so that we might fully understand what is being said. When Jesus says he is the way, he is saying that he is the way to truth. And so we're to look to Jesus for the truth. You know, the world is full of lies about spiritual things. There are several what I want to call religious channels. Some of them are pathetic. Some of them are poorly done. And if you have enough money to get on there, you can pretty much say and do what you want to. And there are others who are a little more professionally done, and they polish it up. They have some of the same message, but they don't allow some of the foolishness. They want things to be done decently and in order, but they do not control the things that are taught by the Word of God. We see all of these things serve to confuse mankind. Oh, how many times have we heard somebody say, but my preacher said? How many times have we said, heard people say, my pastor said, or something like that? Just turn on TV and find someone who is quote-unquote preaching, and listen to what they have to say and compare what they have to say against the Word of God, and you'll see that the world is full of lies about spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 25 is a passage that Paul writes to these Corinthian brethren, of course by inspiration, where he asks about those who claim to be wise. He said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. When we want to size up the problems against the solutions of the world, and we find out that the solutions of the world fall incredibly short, we should understand that we need to go to the Word. It can help us as we deal with these things. When we realize what is being taught on their TV and on our internet, those who claim to put forth spiritual things, we find out that they're trying to deceive us with their wisdom. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Jesus is the truth for people who thirst for the knowledge of God. You know, it is incredibly depressing sometimes to be a preacher. Somebody might say, you know what, you've only been at it for a short period of time. The truth of the matter is I've been preaching off and on for over 20 years. And it's depressing. It's depressing because people want something handed to them. They want the answers given to them. What they realize is that the answers are available. But what they fail to realize is that they have to go and search them. Jesus is the truth for people who thirst after the knowledge of God. A lie about Jesus is for those who want God to do something for them that he's not said that he will do in his word. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, Jesus Christ preaching the Sermon on the Mount, knowing and understanding as we stand here that this was speaking to those Israelites, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What's another way of saying that? Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Psalms chapter 86, verse 11. We see again the penman of the Psalms writing by inspiration. And he says some of the same things that he said earlier in Psalms 27:11. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. We should have a profound respect for God. We should understand that he has given us the things that pertain unto life and godliness, and that Jesus is that truth. And that we should thirst and hunger for the knowledge of God. John chapter 1 and verse 14, the identification is made of Jesus Christ. It tells us who he is, how he came, how he was made manifest among us. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word was made flesh and walked here on the earth. He did so that he might suffer the pains of this life. He did so that he might suffer the temptations of this life. He did so that he might give himself on Calvary's cross so that you and I would have a way. How many times when people refer to Jesus as the Savior of the world, have no earthly idea how Jesus saved the world. not simply because he came and died upon the cross. He saved the world by giving us a way so that we could seek salvation. Friends, we need to understand that Jesus is the way and the truth that leads to life. We need to look to Jesus for life. We're all in need of life because we all face death. Death is a part of life, and it's hard. It's one of the hardest things that we face. The loss of a loved one. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 tells us about death. And it tells us the wages of sin is death. But it tells us also that the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. If we want eternal life, we have to go through Christ. And only through Christ can we receive that life. Again, back to Psalms chapter 16. We see again another passage in Psalms that talks about the path of life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Understand and realize that without Jesus, we cannot find our way. Without Jesus Christ coming and dying upon the cross, we would not have that way. In John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, Jesus makes comment regarding resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? That's a question that needs to be asked today. It needs to be asked of people, even in the church. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus is the only source of life for us both here and in eternity. How do we find our way in life? We can seek it through the things that men offer. We will not find it. Oh, we may get ahead in this life. We may be millionaires and billionaires, and we may have a good time here on this life. But when I think about those who have a good time in this life, I can't help but think about the rich man in Lazarus. He had a good time in this life. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he fared sumptuously. He didn't seek the way. No one comes to the Father except through me, is what Jesus said. When Jesus said these words, he was talking about that which would happen in the future. That which would happen when he died upon the cross, when he purchased the church, when he provided the way whereby man could be saved. No one cometh to the Father except through me. When we are baptized into Christ. We become children of God because of Christ. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, if you'll turn there for a moment, we'll see that that is where salvation is. Speaking of Christ, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. As we seek the way, we need to understand that we can have peace. In Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we see the letter being written to the Roman brethren. Those who had already put on Christ in baptism. Those who had already submitted themselves to the will of God. And that they should be saved through obedience to the gospel. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. A lot is said in those two verses. By Jesus Christ we have access by faith into this grace. this grace which is extended to us from God, so that we might find the way from earth to heaven. And while we're here, we need to stand and stand firm and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. If you have lost your way and you want the truth so that you can have life, then Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. For a person to have life, they must be in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27 tells us how this occurs. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Is that not what we're seeking? To become children of God? To be faithful? To find the way? The only way to do it is to become a child of God through Christ, and then continue on that way and continue to walk that way from earth to heaven. God is extremely clear and concise in the giving of His word relative to everything. Man is the one that has messed it up. But God is extremely clear and concise when it comes to the gospel plan of salvation. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 33, we see that we are to hear the word. Immediately therefore I sent to thee that thou hast done well that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. I wish today that there were more people that simply wanted to hear the truth. Then we are to believe. John 8, 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Having heard and believed, we are taught according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 that we are to repent. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And then we are to confess Jesus Christ before men. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then we are to be baptized. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Saul was told, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Once a person has heard the gospel, believed it, repented of their sins, confessed Jesus before men, been baptized into Christ, they are a child of God. But they must remain faithful. They must continue walking on that way. They must remain in Christ. And they need to remain faithful until death. The Bible also teaches that if a person has not remained faithful unto death, that they still can have hope, provided they repent and pray. Now this only applies to people that are children of God. Those who have separated between themselves and God because of sin are to repent and pray. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Tonight, are you on the way that leads to heaven? Have you lost your way? Do you want to find the way that leads to heaven? You can do so. You have heard the word? Are you willing to repent, confess, and be baptized, and become a child of God? Do you need to respond to the invitation? As we turn to hymn number 690, prepare to meet thy God. Won't you come as together we stand and sing?